This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, it's a question in your show sheet. Do Michigan fans think they can win this game? And I've talked about my weekly pattern when it comes to covering Michigan. I'll look at the matchups early in the week. I'll look at the last game. And we all know what this season has been. It's been a bit of a struggle. And I'll go down to the building and I'll spend time with the kids and the coaches. And by the time Friday rolls around, I fully believe that they can win every game because they fully believe they can win every game. And so I guess it starts there. Weird trend in that the last two times Michigan was a 17 plus point underdog. They not only covered, they won the games outright. That is not to say that the formula is to be so inferior to Ohio State leading up to the game, you want to be more than a 17-point dog. This is going to be tough, obviously, and it's hard to craft a path to victory. You look at the areas that Michigan can perhaps exploit. I mean, the Ohio State offensive line didn't look too worse for the wear last week, but they've lost three starters, and Michigan's strength defensively is their front seven. They've got the third best rushing defense in the country and, you know, the fourth best rushing defense in the country. Ohio State's going to try and run it. Conversely, Ohio State does have the third best rushing defense in the country. These are two of the best rushing defenses in the country, and both teams want to run it. Gator, I guess, you know, the question is there really a Ryan Day factor? And I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt here a little bit. I think it's possible that they just lost to a better team the last 3 years. But I think if this game's close, we'll find out for sure if there's a Ryan Day factor. And remember the whole Notre Dame game? We're tough.
Yeah.
We're tough. This game might, the temperature might be in the 20s for this game. And these are the kinds of games where it can test your toughness. So I don't know if those are just false narratives or there's something to them. I think we'll learn a lot this weekend. But, you know, I mean, I don't concede anything. And like I said, by the time Friday rolls around, I'm usually fully convinced they can win whatever game they're playing.
I think there's a chance Michigan can win. And I think that chance is because Ryan Day is out of his mind when it comes to this game. Because Michigan is in it. They're in his mind. They're totally. And he is feeling so much pressure to win this game like we've heard rational takes before from people in this rivalry and other rivalries where they say, oh, I'd rather, you know, beat this team than make the, if it's between beating this team or making the college football playoff, they'd take beating the team. And I feel like that's kind of where Ohio State fans are in this one. Like they'd rather beat Michigan at this point and then somehow find a way not to play. You know, if they would beat Michigan, of course, they're into college football playoff regardless. But it's just how crazy they are about this whole thing. Ohio State clearly has the better team, I think, between the two, even with the injuries to the offensive line, although that really bodes well for Michigan's defensive line. But Michigan's defensive line being stalwart against the run has been good for them this year. But they haven't commanded games like I thought they would. They're getting some contributions the last couple weeks. You're seeing the pass rush come. Josiah Stewart's been great. Is it TJ Guy?
TJ Guy.
He's another one.
Come on.
He's really kind of getting after it. But, I mean, what's going to happen with the cornerback situation? Are the corners going to play for Michigan? If Will Johnson's not going to play, that's going to be tough. And I don't know if he is or isn't. I don't know if I trust the report that ESPN had and the whole thing. You know, Sherrone Moore said something a little bit different. We'll see if he can go. Truly probably a game time decision on Saturday, unless he's already made up his mind of what he wants to do and just hasn't made it public. But trying to match up with those wide receivers is such a daunting task. The true freshman is outstanding.
Jeremiah Smith.
We know Abuka is as solid as it comes. He's as polished as a wide receiver as you'll find in college football. And then, oh, don't look now, but the other guy, am I messing up on names? The other receiver they have there is he had a huge game last week against Indiana.
Carnell Tate.
They kept throwing to him in the first half, and he kept coming up with big play after big play. They've got the guys. They've got those receivers, and they have the best tandem of running backs in the country. But Michigan's really good against the run. But there were a couple times, and there were chinks in that armor in games where teams are trying to run the ball. I think Illinois ran the ball reasonably well against them. A lot of it may have come from the quarterback, but
and
nonetheless.
The fake punt. Got a lot of rushing yards on that.
Yeah, they still got – they still did made a dent with Michigan. So it's tough. It's tough sledding. If they can neutralize the running game, if they can render those running backs useless in terms of running the football and expecting that those guys are expecting to get 4 or 5 yards a crack and they're only getting 2 and 3, they've got a real chance. But then you still have to stop the pass. But I'm not sold on Will Howard being a big-time quarterback.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I think Will Howard's good. I mean, he's good. You said big-time quarterback, right?
And, yeah.
You know, I mean, look, this is his first experience in this rivalry. It's the same thing for Davis Warren. In fact, Davis Warren is just scraping the surface of his – I mean, he's taken more snaps this year than he took his entire high school career, having lost a season to leukemia and a season to COVID. And so, you know, he is really short on experience. I think he's got arm talent, but I think the lack of experience shows. Will Howard, this is his first experience in this game, and maybe that's a good thing.
But that's the other side of it. Is it, okay, we've talked about Ohio State's offense against Michigan's defense. What about Michigan's offense against Ohio State's defense?
Yeah.
What does Michigan have? They've got Kalel Mullings, who's a tough runner.
Mm-hmm.
And if he gets through to that second level, he's explosive. But Ohio State's really good against the run.
Yep.
It's just like Michigan is. They don't have receivers to go to. There's not the only go-to guy they have is Colston Loveland, and he's banged up. But is he going to play on Saturday? I would assume he is. And if he is, how effective is he really going to be? And, oh, by the way, it is Davis Warren that's throwing the football. Not that Davis Warren is shown to be some kind of, you know, juggernaut there. And he's got more interceptions than touchdowns this season. So it's not a good offense for Michigan against what is probably a good defense. I'm not going to say it's a great defense for Ohio State. They're really good against the run. But overall, we've seen some teams keep things close against Ohio State.
So last week was Michigan's best performance of the Big Ten season. And yet I'm not sure that's a reflection of Michigan like coming together or more of an indictment of where Northwestern is right now. Davis Warren probably had his best game of the Big Ten season overall. And they haven't lost the turnover battle since Illinois. They've cut down on that. Davis threw a ton of interceptions, 6 in the first 2.5 games, and has really cut back since. But they've been better with ball security. They had the very costly fumble in the Indiana game. But this team, you know, can they be the best version of themselves? Because they're going to have to be. They're going to have to be. It was funny because I will say this in talking to some of the kids this week, there is full on belief, and their belief is stoked in large part because of their success in the rivalry.
Yeah, I was going to say they should believe in themselves. They've broken the hearts of Ohio State three straight years. So they have every reason to be a little, I'm not going to say they should feel chesty about it, but they should feel good about their opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't get, I don't think they're going to get blown out. I mean, the spread has gone up to 21 points here, actually down, I guess, because it started at 22.5. But to 21 points, you know, a little foreshadowing of what's to come a little bit later on, I guess. I mean,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If I were to bet this game, I would take Michigan in the points.
Would you? Well, we'll see. Voted on ESPN as the best rivalry in sports ahead of Ollie Frazier. Does it bring out the best in Michigan? Meanwhile, Michigan State 3:30 game against Rutgers, trying to get to that bowl eligibility, which is important. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. You want those practices. You want that extra time. Heck, your early enrollees are allowed to practice. So it's a jump on next year. And so in a chance to kickstart next year, they're playing a Rutgers team, Gator. I find hard to figure out.
Well, only because they're hard to figure out. I mean, it's a team that lost to both USC and UCLA. Damn near beat Illinois last week. It's just, you don't know what you're getting at. They're a 6-5 team. They're already bowl eligible. They've got a really good running back in Manungai. The quarterback, Kalik Manis, he can run as well. They like to run the ball. They 175 yards a game rushing. But Michigan State, that's the strength of the defense, is stopping the run. You know, and Michigan State is so banged up in the secondary. If you're Rutgers, do you abandon what you typically go with, which is running the football, so that you can pick on the young secondary of the Spartans that are literally running with their like fifth deep cornerback? Like, it's like 5-7 with the cornerbacks. And their safeties are, you know, hurt as well. So I'm not sure if Kalik Manis can get it done in the air. But I know they can do stuff on the ground, but they're going to have to do stuff on the air if they're going to beat Michigan State. And Michigan State, the problem is they don't get the pass rush. So Kalik Manis is going to have plenty of time to throw, I would imagine. And if he wants to take off and run, I think that's where the rushing yards can come from Rutgers. It won't necessarily come from Manungai, the big running back. It'll come from the quarterback.